This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's up, DC, MD, VA? We got a staggered junk show on 106.7 The Fan from 9 till noon. You had JP and Bishbucks from noon until 3 p.m. You're going to have your pal Cakes and Eric Bickle. We're going to take you right up until 3 p.m.
All right, so, Cakes, help me out here.
Yeah, I'll
try. I'm going to tweet out, join us, Money Metal Cakes and me, or Money Metal Cakes and I?
See, this is where I always lean on.
I think it's me.
I could ask my wife because she's a teacher, and I always lean on her. But during the junk show, I always ask Valdez which one is proper.
Vic, are you any good at this?
I can't believe Vic is that good at this.
I can't imagine.
I think it's I.
Here we go. Join us. Money Metal Cakes and I getting after it till 3. And I think it's Money Metal Cakes and me.
Well, let me just say, I don't know which one is correct. I know that and me always sounds better. And I, even though it's grammatically correct, in my opinion, sounds terrible.
Cakes and I will be on the air. If I said Cakes and I will be on the air today from noon to 3, it's not Cakes and me, is it? Cakes and me.
I don't know. Again, it's a blind spot.
I think it's Cakes and I, but then it's like join us, Money Metal Cakes and me.
You know what? Let's throw it out to the listeners. We're going to lean on the listeners here. 800-636-1067.
Already?
Now, the listeners may not know. I mean, they may be just as stupid.
You know what? But we'll, I'm just going to tweet it. I'm just going to roll the dice.
And we'll get an avalanche of responses, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just going to tweet it. Join us in Money Metal Cakes and me.
All right, what's the question again? I'll pose it to Amy. She's right in the next room.
All right, hold on. Let me give you the tweet.
All right. We're gonna piecemeal this thing together.
Yeah, somehow. All right, here we go. All right, join us. Here we go. Join us. Money Metal Cakes and me getting after it till 3 p.m.
All right, hold on. Ames, here we go. Join us. Money Metal Cakes and me, or Money Metal Cakes and I? Which is correct? She's pondering. I is correct. According to a teacher. So you should be able to lean on that.
I get some points for that.
And Vic is also on the right side of history as well. And I, even though it sounds terrible.
Is she sure about that? Is she an English teacher?
She's a kindergarten teacher.
Cakes and me. Yeah, it's Cakes and me.
I'm very confused.
Yeah, it's probably the number one grammatical trip up for me. I'm good with all the theirs, all that.
Oh, yeah.
That's those
are
no brainer.
To me, those couldn't be easier.
Then and then, not a problem.
Well, but I mean, that's so easy.
Some people butcher those all
some
the time.
Some people do. Some people do butcher it, but I will always. It doesn't matter. I think I always lean on the side of and me instead of and I.
EB
personally.
Junkies join Money Metal Cakes and me. I think. See, I'm getting. Two people saying it's Money Metal Cakes and me, which is what I think is, and somebody is saying it's I. See?
Yeah, it's a great debate.
People just
actually,
don't know.
It shouldn't even be a debate. There's one correct way, and a bunch of other people are just misinformed.
Right.
I'm sure that I'm in the misinformed group.
Right. They say, if you took away Money Metal Cakes, you'd say, join me, not join I. Right?
Right.
Right, that's what I think it is. Either way, it's funny. I was thinking about this as we were prepping for the show.
Yeah.
That I mean, this is where we started, Cakes, and I know that thought hasn't been lost on us that we started on the weekends, but do you remember our very first show on air? Not when we taped one demo. Do you remember our very first on-air show? It was on the weekend, and I remember driving in, and I'm pretty sure the coach was working, and Earl Forsey.
Hey, how you doing? It's the coach, Rich Gilgallon.
Right?
How you doing, buddy? One day at a time.
And we were on, and I don't even think it was
that
night, because I think we were on in the middle of the day, okay?
Okay, yep.
Because then after the show, we went somewhere. Do you remember where we went?
Ooh, we went somewhere? This is all four junkies together.
Pretty sure, yeah.
We went somewhere post-show.
Yes.
I just can't remember that. I can't remember those details. That was eons ago.
No, but it was particular. It wasn't like we went to like a McDonald's or something.
We went somewhere. We went and broke bread together?
Yes.
Dinner or lunch? Probably a dinner.
Dinner.
Like a dinner. And we it had went to be near Fairfax.
We went to the OUIs, and we accepted our award as the best sports show.
That's hilarious. I don't know how you remember that.
Well, because it was our I remember because we had just done our first show. It was like kind of like a graduation ceremony in my mind.
Right.
We had just done our first live radio show on air.
Okay.
And then we hauled ass over to Bowie City Hall or wherever the dinner was.
Right.
Do you vaguely remember the dinner when we accepted our award?
Vaguely, yeah. Now that you mention it, I kind of remember it, but I mean, I don't remember any of the details about it.
Well, but I just remember thinking, we just got off the air. We're four rock stars now. We're so much better than all these losers.
Right.
And no one
right.
cared.
No.
No one knew. I thought we should have won for best show. The only thing we won for was best sports show. But hello, I don't think we had any competition.
Yeah, we're the only sports show.
We're the only sports show.
How can we not win that award?
Now, do you remember who won best show? Cakes. This is a test.
This is a test. Oh,
JP would remember.
Oh, I think I know, but I can't.
Do you remember the name of the show?
Was it something about aliens or...
Strange Encounters.
Okay, yes.
And you remember the host?
Was it the guy who ran, like, BCTV?
Yeah, the creepy guy.
Can't remember his name.
All right. He just looked creepy. Very nice guy.
Right.
Jim?
No, I can't.
Jim Travland.
Travland, okay.
Jim Travland. And he beat us for best show 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Because I remember the show that was nominated, he was chasing moles out of his backyard with a garden hose.
I did remember that detail. He was pulling like the Bill Murray in Caddyshack type of deal.
Yes.
He was chasing vermin around in his backyard and trying to rid his backyard of moles or groundhogs right. or whatever. Whatever was invading his backyard. I distinctly remember that.
And I just remember going, are you kidding? That's the best Bowie has to offer? Meanwhile, we were putting like quality shows on. We had Bob Ferry. I think he was the former GM at that time. He wasn't still the GM of the Bullets.
Right.
Because I believe John Nash was the GM of the Bullets at that time.
Did Jim Travlin had as an elaborately decorated set as the Junkies did back in the day with our old, like, JP's old Charles Barkley Suns jersey, my old Rex Chapman Hornets jersey.
Somebody had a Heath Shuler jersey. Was that mine or yours?
This is funny. I think the Heath Shuler was yours.
Right.
But I think it was like, I think I gave it to you as like a birthday gift or something.
Right.
Something lame like that. Like, 20-plus-year-olds giving each other birthday gifts.
Right.
How weird and bizarre is that?
I'm sure it was our parents.
It might have been.
I'm sure it was our parents. They were driving.
And it was, of course, a replica. Just something like,
right.
just ironed on number.
Well, there's
terrible.
No chance my parents or your parents would have spent $150 on a jersey.
No.
30
impossible.
Years ago. That just wasn't going to happen.
Impossible that would have happened.
But yeah, it was just dawning on me that we, you know, we've told this story many, many times when we started on the weekends that, you know, Dick Heller of the Washington Times wrote a piece about us. Jimmy McClure read it, invited us over. We our car overheated on the way over there.
That's right. We were wearing like suits. We were
right. It was our big job interview.
Maybe not suits, but I know I was wearing like a shirt and tie
yes.
and like a jacket.
We were all dressed up like nerds.
And then
we were going to our first communion or something.
Like we walked in and you know how radio is. Like people are wearing like jeans and you know, just casual like polo
yes.
shirts. They must have looked at us like we were the biggest dorks on the planet.
Yes.
Like, what are these guys
they did.
Doing?
But they said, I'll never forget, Jeremy Coleman, who was the PD at the time, and Jimmy was the assistant PD, said what they did is when they read the article about us, they requested the shows, right? So we sent them copies of the shows.
Right.
And they played the video, but they just turned it on and only listened to the audio to see if it would work.
Right.
And they thought it would. And they had no, they knew we'd be cheap. They had just acquired the Redskins broadcast rights. They had no programming.
They had Zippy. They had nothing.
So we'll put these kids on.
Right.
And they'll kill 3 hours and we'll pay them gas money. And then we'll fire them in 6 months.
Basically, yeah. That
right?
I'm sure that was their blueprint.
Right.
I mean, blueprint is a strong word, too. I mean, they were throwing stuff against the wall and seeing what was sticking.
That's the mode
they were in.
They were paying us $75 a show, I believe.
I don't even know if it was that much. It might have been like 50.
Was it 50?
I mean, it was cheap. We were working super cheap.
So it was four of us. So it was JP would know this better than you or I. It might have been 50 for the first month or so.
Right.
So $50 each. So we made $200 on a weekend, $50 each. I know eventually we graduated to 75 because I distinctly remember that.
Right.
And I thought, wow, this is pretty cool. And then if we get to do two on the weekend, if we get to do Saturday, Sunday, we just made $150 talking.
Right.
Right? That's pretty cool.
Thought we were getting over on the man by
doing
that.
And then eventually we actually started to get ratings on the weekend. And it was like bizarre. And eventually, I remember at one point, we damn near had almost like a contract holdout on the weekends. And I'll never forget, we had a meeting with Donnie G. Once we started during the week, and at that point, maybe we were making 125 or 150 a show or something each. Something. You know, not terrible.
Yeah.
Not kind of what we were making
you know,
in real life. Donnie G said, until you get like a one share in 12 plus or a two share, you can't really demand more money.
Right. You can't ask for anything more.
Right. But we quickly got that. We quickly got that, and we're off and running. But anyway, it's just interesting. Here we are now, 25 years later, back on the weekends.
Yeah.
Doing our bit.
These are our roots.
And we're not at the studio, though. We're at our home studios, our makeshift home studios.
Yeah, my home studio is in my living room.
Right.
This is my living room. You're in your basement.
Right. With your casting couch behind you.
My casting couch, the handy-dandy casting couch. There's never been any casting on it, though.
No, very little.
None, to my knowledge.
Zero.
At least not by me.
Right.
I'm hoping not by anybody else that's lived in this house.
You never
too,
know with your older son, maybe, you know, when you guys aren't home. You just never know.
I mean, I do have a 23-year-old son now. So
right.
That
and he did have a girlfriend for a long period of time.
That is correct.
Yeah. I'm willing to bet some shenanigans have happened on that casting couch. Not casting aspersions.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah.
If I had to wager, I would guess that might have happened more in the basement.
Oh, that'd be a basement thing?
Yeah, because the basement is more secluded, less people go down there.
Right.
There's actually a nicer couch than this lazy boy. It's got to be as old as since we moved into this house, which was 2003.
It looks
like. I mean,
like
17 years old.
It's so puffy.
Your boy's squirreling away his nuts. I'm not buying new couches right now. Okay,
yeah.
we gotta get through this rough patch, EB, before I start springing for new couches.
Can only take so many haircuts.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. So, anyway, I just thought it was funny that we started doing this 25 years ago, and here we are. We're back working on the weekends. They've chopped. Yeah. They've done what they've always wanted to do. They've split up the junks.
They have, yes.
They've split the junks into two shows.
Yep. Trust me. Trust us. Some people have wanted to do that for a decade plus.
For a long time.
Right.
Let's just put two of them in the morning and two of them in the afternoon. What are we doing here?
A lot of the bean counters, the bottom liners.
Yes.
Why do we have these four idiots together? Let's separate them and take care of two different day parts.
Right. But we always fought that, and for good reason. But it's a pleasure to be on with you, Cakes.
Yep.
There actually is a lot to get to. I know that we have Brett on later, right? He could talk about Sup Dogs back up and running and seeing how all that's working.
Yeah.
I think they're allowed to eat inside in North Carolina. The tables just have to be 6 feet apart.
Right. So we'll get those details from Brett. He's going to join us coming up right around 2:15. Tom Lavero is going to join us at 1 p.m. So we'll talk to him before we get to Brett. We'll talk to him about the Nats and the labor impasse right now in Major League Baseball and more. We don't just have to talk baseball with him.
We need an update at some point on the SpaceX. When is that gonna? Have you followed this at all?
I mean, I know that the launch was aborted because of bad weather, like late last week.
Right. Well, they're attempting today, although they said it was a 50% chance this thing was going to be aborted today because of weather.
Right.
There was rain in the forecast. I didn't realize this. So they're I guess they're working in cahoots with NASA, so that NASA supplied the astronauts. It's the first time in 9 years that we've launched anybody into space, if we can pull this off. But yesterday, another one of his unmanned rockets blew up on the launching pad. Did you see that?
That is distressing. I did not see that. That is upsetting.
Ball of flames. And meanwhile, these dogs are supposed to go up, you know, maybe today. I don't even know when the countdown is. I know Trump flew out there to watch him a couple days ago. But can you imagine the unsettling? It's like, all right, you're working with NASA, but you're really working for Elon Musk, who just blows up rockets on the regular on the launch pad.
Well, if I'm one of those astronauts, I'm going to say, we need a top-to-bottom inspection of this rocket before you're slamming me in here.
Can you imagine?
Shoot me into space.
He can't even launch an unmanned rocket without blowing it up.
Right.
Now you're going to put two silly humans in there?
No, that's butt scary.
That's butt scary.
You know who's not looking forward to space tourism in his later years? Your pal Flakes over here.
Right.
No space tourism. I don't need that.
Cakes, honestly. What was the George Clooney movie with Matt Damon where they're floating around in space?
Now you're conflating your movies.
All right, come on. What was the George Clooney one?
Clooney was with Sandra Bullock.
Right. Well, was Matt Damon ever in that one?
That was Gravity.
All right. Matt Damon was in Interstellar.
Okay. That movie put me to sleep.
All right.
But I know that he had like a cameo in that.
He did, right?
But Matt Damon also in The Martian.
All right.
Where
right,
he gets
The Martian.
He gets left behind.
But Clooney was in the one where they could never get back, right?
He was in the one with Sandra Bullock. Yes.
Right.
Gravity.
If I offered you $100
million. 100 milli. That's very tempting.
100 milli.
Okay, 100 milli is a lot.
You get a free ride on Elon Musk's rocket ship, and you're just going to roll the dice. You're going to do the little two-week trip around the...
But I have to worry about being blown up on takeoff.
And then re-entry back into Earth, and it's Elon Musk that you're relying on.
100 milli, though? 100 milli is a lot.
100 milli.
And if I get blown up, I mean, that 100 milli goes right. Now, it's going to suck for me because I won't be able to enjoy it, but it's going to go to my family and many, many generations.
No, I'm going to say nobody gets it if it blows up. Because Elon Musk will be bankrupt because he just murdered a bunch of people.
Oh, no. I would need that money wired to me.
No, it's all or nothing.
So I only get it once I touch down on Earth after doing the mission?
Yeah, do you put your life on the line?
100 million, man. That is a lot.
I think I'm gonna have to say yes. You're gonna do
Look, everybody has a price, EB. You know this.
Yeah, I do.
$100 million is my price.
Would you watch the Joe Rogan
podcast deal is my price.
Would you watch Gravity or whatever before? What was the name of the damn movie?
Okay, the movie with Clooney and Bullock is Gravity.
Would you watch that before you took off?
No, I couldn't. I couldn't put that in my head.
Yeah,
I would have to be medicated. I would have to, just like I'm taking a flight with the Junks to West Palm.
Right.
I'd have two tall beers.
Exactly.
Maybe throwing a Xanax on the side.
You have to get hammered to fly to West Palm Beach.
Yes.
You think you're going to get on Elon Musk's nub rocket?
All right, maybe I up the beer intake to 3 or 4 and take 1.5 Xanax and hope I make it through.
Right.
Hope I survive it. But for $100 million, I'm doing it, EB. I'm throwing caution under the wind at that point.
I'll take my modestly, nice living, and I'll just stay here with my, white trash hot tub, and, I'll just be happy.
There you go. So it's the EB and Cakes pairing. This is our first pairing, by the way, so far on the weekends.
Is that right?
Yeah. I've done at least two, I believe 3 shows with Chad.
Yeah.
And I know I've done 3 shows with Danny Ruye.
I feel like you and I worked one weekend. We didn't?
Am I spacing well? I don't think
I
we did.
I feel like we did.
Did we? And I'm just forgetting it?
I think so before you worked with Chad. Possibly.
Might have happened.
I'm going to give you no on that.
I don't think so.
Really? Okay.
I think this is the first non-Chad or Danny pairing that I've had, but I could be wrong. Yeah. Again, everything's blending together on the weekends.
Who can remember?
Who knows? But I know that I haven't done shows with Jason, JP, Grant, or Pedro. But I am doing a show with EB today. So this, I think, is our maiden voyage on the weekends.
We'll go with it.
Yes. When we come back, we're going to dive into the raging controversy between Roger Goodell and Dave Portnoy from Barstool Sports. That's going to be next with EB and Cakes from the Junks here on 106.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Thank you to our friend Vic back at the mothership, 1015 Half Street, for queuing up some OAR for the inn there. You always like to hear that.
He's been doing that for your boy every weekend. We had a rule last week. We had to do an OAR song every hour, Cakes.
Ah, very good.
I think that would apply for today, right? You'd go for that.
Certainly. Have you dabbled with Mark Roberge and company doing the Instagram Live thing on,
of course,
I believe, Sundays? It's great.
Yeah, I don't think they're doing one this weekend because of the whole protesting and all that. And I think last week they took off. But yeah, I think I'd been there for all. I think they had done 5 in a row, maybe. Mark,
I haven't done every single one of them, but I've definitely checked in most of the weekends, and it's awesome. He takes requests. You know, he trots his kids out at the end. You know, they're all dressed up in costumes. You know, he keeps it light and, you know, stays connected with the fans. So nice thing that Mark Roberge and the other guys from OAR are doing, you know, during these weird times when they can't go out and play live to big crowds.
Well, but I think that's going to be changing soon as the country's starting to open up.
Hopefully.
Here. And I saw Bert Kreischer is like, he's like pumping out some dates for his comedy tour. Certainly I would think that the bands could get out there and play outdoor deals, even if it's a smaller thing, you know, maybe 100 people, 200 people, whatever.
Well, I'm hoping that that late in the summer that EB will join me at Nats Park for the massive hair metal quadruple band fest that's coming to Nats Park.
Is that still on?
I think
still
it's
still on the calendar?
I think it's still on the calendar.
All right, who's there?
Motley Crue.
Oh.
Def Leppard. Poison. And Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. EB, right. I don't know why you wouldn't come and just buy like a bunch of black t-shirts, drink a few beers, and listen to smash hit after smash hit on a warm summer night.
You're obviously goofing because you know I probably wouldn't go.
Yes,
but
I know.
Guarantee I would enjoy all the. I'd probably enjoy 3/4 of the songs.
Of course you would.
I'd probably recognize almost all of them.
Of course you would recognize most of the set list.
Do they at a concert like that, they're not going to play deep cuts, right?
No, Ricky.
They just play the hits.
No, here's how it would work. I would guess. Joan Jett comes out and plays for 20 or 25 minutes.
Right.
Then you got Poison to come out, and all they're going to do is play for like 35 or 40 minutes and string hit after hit after hit. And then Motley Crue and Def Leppard are going to co-headline and probably play for an hour and 10 to an hour and 15 minutes apiece. And when you only have that limited amount of time, You're not going to the B-sides or the deep cuts.
No, you're not doing that.
You're playing the smash-olas, okay?
Right.
You're playing every song that everybody knows,
let's hope
the best.
What's the date for that? Let's hope that could stay on the calendar.
Don't quote me on it.
Is it late summer?
I believe it's August 22nd.
I think you got a great shot at that.
I believe August 22nd is the date for that. So put that on your calendar, EB, just in case. Put a just in case...
I might go just to celebrate, back to our old normal again.
Go see the Hair Metal Hits with your pal Flakesy.
I might. Now, before we got on the air there, we were kind of whispering back and forth about what we wanted to talk about. And somehow, you know, our buddy Brooks Likes name came up. Mm-hmm. And then we met a new person. Horny Vic just came out of nowhere.
Well, I don't know if Horny Vic wants to really make an appearance, but he certainly did during the break.
I know Vic, the nice guy that runs the board and works on the Nats broadcast.
Yeah.
And I know Caps fan Vic.
I know Caps fan Vic. Yeah. I know Nats fan Vic.
Video game Vic.
Video game expert Vic, like one of the best like NHL players on the entire planet. We know that Vic.
But I didn't know Horny Vic.
No.
Because all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we were talking about Brooks Like, and he chimed in with the old news that Julianne Hough went public, I don't know, a couple months ago on Brooks's podcast that she actually, I guess, is a lesbian. I think she did an interview. And it was news to Brooks at the time. It didn't mean that she didn't want to be married.
Well, hold on. I think that she's a lesbian. I think that's going, is that a bridge too far? Like, I think she might have said she was experimental. Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she just went and said she was.
I think she said, listen, I'm not casting aspersions. I'm fist pumping this. Okay?
Sure. We're celebrating it.
Yeah, she either said she was a lesbian or bisexual. I thought she said a lesbian, but that she liked Brooks so much that she put that aside because she wanted to marry him or whatever.
Okay.
And, you know, we all know, unfortunately, it looks like they're going to move on. But anyway, we're just kind of talking about this behind the scenes. And then all of a sudden, this new guy, Horny Vic, entered the studio. And I can't even remember what his comment was, but it was something to the effect of, I don't know, he wanted her to be a lesbian or something. And then he said something to the effect of, well, I've slayed it the last two days.
Right.
So I am kind of Horny Vic.
I mean, I guess whatever you said was accurate, though. But, yeah. I mean, I'm fist pumping all as well. I mean, I feel bad for Brooks, but, I mean,
you're fist pumping on the fact that he married a fun chick.
Yeah. Right. Who wouldn't want that?
But then you also said you were kind of riding high because, you know, at home you've slayed it the last 2 days. What has been conducive to that?
I mean, now that I'm married, though, as you know, it starts to dwindle down the amounts.
Well, maybe, you know, once you have kids and everything, but you don't have kids.
I mean, how long have you been married, Vic?
Let's see. It was in January, so I guess, what, 5, 6 months?
You've been married 6 months. You're supposed to hit skins 2 days in a row.
All right.
Yeah. Would it have been a bit of a dry spell over there?
I would say it's been about once a week kind of deal.
Once a week?
Yeah.
All right, that's fairly standard. I mean, it's a little light for a newlywed, but what happened? What was the impetus? Did you get her drunk or something? What happened, Vic?
I don't know, man. She did have some wine last night. So
some
that helped
wine?
Out. Yeah.
Now, was she the initiator or were you?
I feel like I'm the initiator.
That's typically how it works.
Yeah.
I feel like Horny Vic is on the sex therapist couch right now.
Oh, yeah. Just getting peppered. He definitely is. So, all right. So today is Saturday. So that means
Dr. E. Bizzle.
That means Horny Vic got it in Thursday night and Friday night, Case.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
I just want to hear the buildup. What was the Thursday night buildup?
It's always the Netflix. It's the Netflix and chill bit.
So you guys settle in, you have dinner and everything, the end of the evening, and then where are you, like in the family room, or you're up in the bedroom watching TV?
We're in the bedroom watching some Netflix, and then the next thing you know, it's just, here we go.
So what are you watching on Netflix? Is it something that's like conducive to,
is it like titillating?
Or is it like, are you watching like some sort of terrorism series? I mean, what's going on
No,
there?
We're just watching your
Naked
basic comedy.
Naked and Afraid?
No, we're watching some Community. My celebrity crush is Alison Brie. So,
all right.
Yeah. So
she knows this.
Yeah, she knows that. And
I mean,
so,
I gotta Google her because I've heard of her. I don't know who she is.
I'm drawing a blank here.
If you watch Mad Men.
Mad Men.
Did I say wrong?
Madman.
Madman.
Madman. I like Vic's pronunciation better.
Right. All right. So I see her. I mean, obviously a very attractive girl. She's 37. Alison Brie. It looks like she wears her hair a bunch of different ways.
She's named after a gross soft cheese. I'm not sized. I don't even need to look at her. I just hear her name.
Right. So go ahead. So she's your celebrity crush. Were you watching her on Netflix or something?
Yeah, she's in the show Community. So when I watch it, she knows that's my celebrity crush. And so then that gets me going.
So you actually, and so you're watching her, you're getting like, you're getting worked up.
Yeah, a little bit worked up.
How do you, what's your wife's name?
Do I have to say?
Just the first name.
Jackie.
So how does Jackie know that Horny Vic has just entered the building? How does Jackie know this?
It just starts with a little bit of leg rub, you know?
Oh, well.
There you go.
This is going to gross me out, Cakes.
This is going to be awkward.
I didn't know we were going to go this way. Chick.
It may be great radio. Yeah. We don't know. Yeah. We're teetering on that line right now.
So you'll start with a leg rub, Vic?
Yeah.
And then she knows?
Yeah, that's when she knows.
Then it's on?
Yeah, but sometimes she'll push away.
Right.
And then it's just, you got to just be consistent with it here. You know, you got to be like three for six at the plate.
Right. So if she pushes away, do you just bail on the evening or do you keep fighting? You keep
sometimes
going
it's
plate.
A bail. Most nights it's a bail. Then there's just those days where it's just, I'm just going to keep going. I'm going to be persistent here.
Now, all right. You mentioned she had wine. Does Horny Vic have any alcohol on his system at this point?
Hey, if I get one beer, it's all systems go usually.
Oh, yeah. Right. Just one beer is all it takes.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. So Horny Vic has one beer. Did you have a beer on Thursday night?
I actually didn't.
No, you were just watching your girl.
Just watching my girl.
You did the leg thing, and then did she respond or she played defense?
She played defense.
Yeah.
Well, Horny Vic, let me just interject this. Here's where you're doing life wrong. There should be beer every single night. Like when when Dr. E. Bizzle asked you, was there beer? Yes, of course there was.
Right.
It was a Thursday night, of course.
Yeah, but then his wife, I mean, Jackie might be in trouble. If he has a beer every night and it's all systems go, Cakes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's where you got to worry about it.
Yeah, it might get him in trouble. So this was sober Horny Vic.
Yeah.
No alcohol involved. How many leg rubs do you think before she finally relented?
I would say about three or four.
Three or
four?
About a minute
in length.
Yeah. And then eventually, okay, you know, it happens. It goes down. Yeah. But then you go two for two. How did Friday happen?
Okay, we went for a walk, right? And for about an hour. And so
Friday evening?
Yeah. And we, you know, we're sweating. You know, we got to go to the shower, and then one thing leads to another.
All right, so hold on. Okay, you come back from your sweaty walk.
Yeah.
No wine or beer for that?
No.
Yeah. What time is it?
I'd say like 7.
7? And then does she say, I'm going to go jump in the shower?
Yeah. And then it's just like, well, I need to go too. So let's just go together.
So a combo shower.
Now, there you go.
When you jumped in, did she scream?
No.
This was
a mutual kind of deal here.
So she kind of knew. It was her way of inviting you in.
Yes.
Right. And then, you know, obviously once you're in there, one thing leads to another. It's pretty much going to happen.
Yes.
Right. Look at Vic.
Vic is just getting after it.
That didn't require any work, that one. That was just literally exercising for an hour, and that was my reward.
Right. Well, you paid attention to her. You weren't on your phone the whole time, right?
Well, actually, I was on my phone.
You were?
Yeah. Well, as we're going for a walk, I'm listening on my like iPad.
Dude. Hold on, wait a minute. You bring an iPad
so I can listen to music. So I can listen to music.
Wait
on the
a
walk.
Second.
Why don't you listen to your phone?
I like to bring it.
You bring an iPad on your walk.
Yeah.
Does anyone else on the planet do that?
Nobody. I've never seen anybody bring an iPad on a walk.
Where do you put the iPad?
I'm just holding it as I'm walking.
That's bizarre. That's just so bizarre. It's the weirdest thing I've heard.
Do you have like, would you carry a Microsoft Surface out there too?
I mean, I guess.
Good.
Yeah.
It's a competitor tablet. Why wouldn't he?
Why wouldn't you just listen to music on your phone, Vic?
I mean, I could do that too. I mean, that makes the most sense.
Has it ever occurred to you to use your phone?
Yes.
Yeah. And why?
Yet you bring something that's 3.5 times. Right. Larger than your phone.
Right. Don't you know you have pockets?
I don't like putting the phone in my pocket.
So instead you like carrying...
Hold on. You don't like putting the phone in your pocket, so you could then carry the phone in your hand. Now you're carrying a larger object in your hand
than
your phone.
Yeah.
It's like a workout when he goes on a walk.
That's exactly it. Working out.
Yeah, he's like working the guns.
Wow. It's... It's almost like JP holding his mic throughout every single junkie show instead of buying a mic stand.
Makes about
as much sense. Same sort of deal.
Are you doing the iPad mini or are you doing like the 12-inch, the ginormous iPad?
Oh, I hope it's the big iPad.
That's the mini there.
I mean, it's the first iPad for Vic to be carrying that around.
He's doing the mini.
Okay.
So at least makes maybe something. Does Jackie goof on you?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Did she say, why don't you just listen to your phone, stupid?
Hey, Vic, why are you bringing around that big iPad on our walk instead of a phone?
Well, why wouldn't you? I don't even understand. I think my wife would be pissed. Do you have earphones in?
I do. I have these. Yeah, I have earphones.
So you're actually going on a romantic walk together, and you've blocked your wife. Jackie can't even talk to you.
Well, that's how we do it.
And then somehow she got worked up and wanted to do you when you got back?
Look, I don't make the rules on how these things happen, but that's how it happened.
Well, he initiated. Hey. I mean, he just charged into the shower.
Yeah, and, I mean, he interpreted that as some sort of invite.
Right.
Did she ever give you an indication that you were invited?
Yeah, I'm watching TV, and it's like, hey, I'm jumping in the shower. And then she's just waiting.
So that was the green light.
That was the green light. So it's like, why don't we just go together?
You. Because if she didn't say, hey, I'm jumping in the shower, she would just jump in the shower.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. And the door would be closed.
Right. But if she jumps in the shower, if she verbalizes she's jumping in the shower and then kind of waits a little bit, that means you're invited.
Right. If that door is open, there's a chance, but it's not a guarantee.
Right. I love
Horny
this.
Vic, man. This is a
Horny Vic.
It's good. It's good to be introduced to him.
How quickly did you hop off the bed and stop watching TV?
It's instantaneous.
Yeah, right. Right. Exactly.
With the quickness.
Right. Where do you drop the clothes? Like right there by the bed?
I don't even know where it goes, actually, to be honest.
Yeah, right. Did they just come flying off?
Right.
And you sprint in there like Carl Lewis. Can I think of an older reference, Cakes?
Yeah, I do. I do like the old man reference. Yeah.
I'm just Trey Turnering, just around second base.
Yeah, exactly. You're pulling a Trey Turner in there, butt naked, Porky Pigging.
Oh, just the worst visual.
Yeah.
Jumping.
What do you think the chances are? You think you could go for 3 for 3? Could you pull a Howie Kendrick?
I'll try. Hit one right off the right field foul pole.
Do you think you could? What do you think the odds are you could go 3 for 3?
I'll give it about 20%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cakes once thought he could go, 4 for 4 or 5 for 5 on a 2-night trip to Vegas.
Yeah, I way overestimated.
Way overshot.
It.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was thinking.
I think he went 1 for.
I think 1.5.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know what I was thinking, EB. I mean, we had an OAR train concert to go to. I mean,
yeah, dinner.
It was a quick trip. We had a dinner planned. What was I thinking?
Yeah, we just thought you would just take advantage of it. You thought you were 22 again.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I think I was like 46 when I took that trip. 47.
And the sick part is, I think Amy knew.
Yeah, I think
she knew of the wager, and she didn't even try to help you out, try to get to that number.
Yeah, it's just what it was a time crunch, EB. I mean, unless I initiated in like the car on the way from the airport on the way to the Aria, it just wasn't going to happen.
Right, right.
Hey, I learned my lesson from that trip.
I almost wish I was working tomorrow. Vic, are you working tomorrow?
Yes.
Well, are you working with Chad?
Yep.
I'm gonna text Chad and ask him for a Horny Vic update.
I don't know if he's going to want that.
I think he might.
He might be grossed out.
We're all grossed out.
Yeah. I mean, I'm grossed out.
Yeah.
But I think it's something we all needed.
Yeah, I think
we might not know that we needed it, but we needed it.
Perfect. Perfect.
All right, so when we come back, we will touch on the Goodell-Portnoy controversy. And also, I wanted to touch on our friend Richmond John, who's a great 106.7 The Fan listener. He did clear up the grammar issue that we had at the beginning. He gave some examples.
All right.
And he's at Richmond John 804. He said, quote, Cakes and I will be be talking sillies and cheesy tots with Brett Radio on a Sup Dog Saturday.
Right.
His second entry was, join Cakes and me as we talk about the crusty casting couch on Afternoon Radio Delight. So your grammar was correct, EB.
Yeah, I nailed it.
You've been vindicated.
You got to talk to Amy.
Yeah, I guess I do. Now, again, she does teach kindergartners. She's the youngest.
Exactly. It's a little complicated for kindergartners.
Yeah, so I guess we'll have that discussion. Don't forget also, Tom Levera going to join us coming up at 1, and Brett, our friend and former producer, coming up at 2:15.
Maybe we'll do a Horny Tom update.
Well, I don't know. I guess I'll let you broach that if you want.
No, I'm not. I'm staying away.
So all of that coming up in just a bit with EB and Cakes from the Junks here on 106.7 The Fan. Cakes and EB from the Junks taking you up till 3 p.m. here on 106.7 The Fan. Hopefully you caught some of JP and Jason. They did the 9 a.m. till noon shift. We got Tom Lavero joining us at 1 o'clock. And Brett Oliverio, the Frankfurter King of North Carolina of SupDogs fame, our friend and former producer, he's going to join us at 2:15.
Yeah, I want to get an update, see how it's going down there in North Carolina.
Talk about the reopening of his businesses, which is, I'm sure, very welcome to him and to his employees.
You know, did you see at ECU, they actually cut a bunch of sports? They cut, like,
I think
men's and women's swimming and diving.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if they cut soccer or not, but they cut, like, 4 sports.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, it's bad. Thank God they didn't have lacrosse to cut.
So Brett's going to join us coming up at 2:15. We wanted to touch on the raging controversy between Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, and Dave Portnoy, the head of Barstool Sports. For those that don't know, Dave Portnoy, during the NFL draft, they auctioned off go to Roger Goodell's house and watch Monday Night Football with him to raise money for the COVID-19 response. So Dave Portnoy has had this long and checkered history with the NFL and
for
Roger
years.
Goodell.
Yeah.
Yeah, dating back years. He put in the winning bid. I believe it was $250,000 to win hanging out with Goodell in the basement watching Monday Night Football.
One of the greatest trolls of all time.
It's
just
a great
brilliant
move.
I mean, it's actually how Dave Portnoy, in my opinion, from the outside looking in, it's kind of like his claim to fame. It's what got him famous is when they organized a protest and they got arrested outside, you know, for Deflategate and all that.
Right.
And then being kicked out of the Super Bowls and being pulled their credentials and not allowed to ever go to an NFL game again. I mean, he is Roger Goodell's enemy number one.
Mm-hmm.
And then to have that stupid contest after the draft, like, oh, everyone likes my little man cave.
Right.
We'll have a contest here and raise money for COVID relief. And then for him to swoop in and spend $250K of his own money just to troll Goodell and force him, essentially, he knew they'd have to find a way to back out, and
certainly
they have.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday the news came out that I guess he failed a background check run by the NFL because of the prior run-ins, him, you know, going to like media days when Barstool Sports weren't credentialed to be there, sneaking into the Super Bowl, getting escorted. I think it was in Atlanta, getting escorted out of the stadium during the Super Bowl. So my question is, didn't all the suits think about this before they came up with before they hatched the plan to give away, you know, this Monday Night Football watch party with Goodell? Didn't somebody say, well, Dave Portnoy is just going to bid on it, and you know he's going to insert himself into the situation?
Did I'm not sure if they thought of Dave particularly, but they certainly, it looks like, had their bases covered by having the background check out.
Right.
And they had that built into the contract. And, you know, I mean, obviously Portnoy knew it was just a total PR thing.
But I agree with it.
But it was brilliant.
1,000% with Portnoy that Roger Goodell and his cronies, they're the biggest cowards on the planet. If I'm Goodell, I'm going to go to my guy and say, look, I know we've had issues with Portnoy and Barstool in the past, but at this point, they're not just a little fly on the wall that's going to go away. Barstool Sports has grown into this massive thing. You would think at some point he would rather align himself with them instead of always being at odds with them, but I guess he just feels like he always has to be adversarial with them. If I were Goodell, I'd just say, look, we've had our issues in the past. Let's bury the hatchet. Let's hang out for Monday Night Football and see if there's a way that we can actually work together going forward instead of it's always us versus Barstool, Barstool versus us. You know what I mean? Like, I would think he would try to find a way to try to work with them instead
again,
of against them at all turns.
I go back to, you know, my observations, and we've all had these observations, I think, for a couple years now, anytime you've seen Roger Goodell in public, but certainly over the 3-day draft deal, he's just a wooden, soulless robot.
Yeah.
He's not human. Right. He doesn't seem to have human interaction. Everything's just, he's just this, he's the most wooden guy I've ever seen. And so, you know, anybody with half a brain would go, you know what? He's trolling us here, but we're going to take the troll and we're just going to, you know what? We might even be able to bridge the gap here on this thing and and flip this and turn Dave into a fan. But he didn't. He's going to keep that adversarial relationship alive, which really is short-sighted on Goodell's part.
But as far as Portnoy and Barstool, I mean, just he spent $250,000 and he's going to get millions and millions in free pub and publicity for doing it. So
yeah, well, they're not even spending the $250,000. I think that in the release they said they're not even charging the car.
Right, so he wound up spending nothing. And he's getting tons and tons of publicity and free pub. I mean, it's just brilliant marketing.
It's been one of the revelations for me, and I've talked to Chad about it the last few weekends, that certainly through this quarantine, no one has gotten better pub through this quarantine than Dave Portnoy.
Mm-hmm.
That guy is killing it. And I have become a fan of Barstool over the last 6 to 9 months. A really big fan. Might even consider myself a stoolie at
You're
this
a stoolie?
Point. It's possible. I've just been sort of fascinated as they've just exploded.
Yeah, they've done a great job.
You know, in the last couple years.
And we know Barstool Nate. I mean, he's a local guy. He went to Maryland. You know, he's as Barstool's rising, his popularity rising too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I root for those guys to do well, and they're obviously 100%. Doing really well. They're crushing it.
And I'm just fascinated by their growth and development, so I've really kind of studied them the last year or so, and Portnoy has just dominated this whole quarantine. Like his daily day trading bit that he's just live streaming every day. I mean, they're putting him on CNBC all the time. Jim Cramer talks to Portnoy all the time about stock tips. He did a bit yesterday where he said one of the CEOs of this big company that he bought a little play in one day was calling him during the day in the middle of trading, trying to get him to hold on.
By the way, I think we all missed the boat when Penn Gaming, which bought part of Barstool, plummeted down to, I think, $4 a share.
Yeah.
I think it's back up to, like, $30 a share within a matter of weeks.
We might be close to 40 now.
We missed the boat.
Oh, missed the boat on everything.
Just missed so many opportunities.
I think we missed the boat on our own company stock, which bottomed out and now is rising.
That's correct.
We missed the boat on everything.
Yeah, we're just not savvy financial guys.
I'm so bad at this. Here's what I learned during this quarantine. Is that I might be, for my comfort level, a little overextended. I didn't have that much cash after, you know, my deck and patio and hot tub and everything.
Yeah.
I didn't have enough cash to jump in and buy more.
I know. I missed that opportunity.
I was a little cash poor during this whole thing.
Join the club.
And missed out on everything.
We're the cash poor kings right here.
I mean, I just spent all this money at the absolute worst moment.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I'm with you. I wish I jumped in feet first and gobbled up a bunch of stocks, but of course I didn't.
Yeah, if you were smart, you made a killing last couple months.
I only missed the buying opportunity of a lifetime. That's all. That's all we missed.
The quickest turnaround.
Yeah, that's great. That's pretty smart of us. All right, when we come back, we're going to be joined by our friend Tom Lavero. He's going to check in and let us know what's going on in his life, the latest on the Nats, and more. Tom Lavero is going to join EB and Cakes from the Junks next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.